I know a lot of people are still scratching their heads over the whole Scott Morrison fiasco over the last couple of days. Yesterday, the former Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews was calling for Scott Morrison to resign from Parliament. Today, senior National Party members, including Bridget McKenzie and Barnaby Joyce, have indicated that the steps taken by the then Prime Minister amount to a breach of the coalition agreement. There have been some suggestions, some rumblings that senior members of the coalition feel that if they had known about this at the time, Scott Morrison would not have remained as leader ahead of the election in May. These are very turbulent suggestions for something that's in the past and isn't really going to affect us all now. But I suppose one of the important things to take away from it is that it does highlight something of a weakness or a vulnerability in the structure of our democratic system. And something should be done in order to ensure that a similar weakness cannot be exploited again in the future. Meantime, in the midst of it all, the former Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, stood up in front of the cameras for a very lengthy press conference yesterday, at which he apologised, but did he really? He seemed to be quite defiant and clinging to the notion that he had done no wrong, or at the very least had done so for all the right reasons. Interesting to see what a behavioural expert might make of all of this. Behavioural investigator Sharon Box, what did you make of the former Prime Minister's performance yesterday?
Thanks for having me, Leon. Look, it was an extraordinary press conference. I sat there sort of glued to the TV for almost an hour, I think it was. So, yeah, as you say, completely defiant. We have a man here that's, even though he's the former PM, he's still obsessed with winning the power struggle at hand. So we see a very grandiose narcissist here at work, feeling he's above the law and he has a sense of entitlement. And even though he was apologising, he really didn't mean that. So there was a lot of non-verbal communication cues that I was picking up from his behaviour.
A number of people I've spoken to have all said the same thing. He was speaking as if he was still the Prime Minister. He had all the demeanour of a person who was still in charge.
Absolutely. He just has this sense of he just has that power. He still feels he has more importance than everybody else around him. And interestingly, looking at his limbic system throughout his press conference, there was a lot of leakage of emotion, which many people might not have spotted because of the very small cues. But there was a lot of licking of lips throughout the entire interview, which he was under stress and he was doing that to pacify himself. But he showed a lot of disdain and contempt. He showed a lot of discomfort when he was talking about the five portfolios. And I noticed every time he talked about the resources and Department of Industry portfolio and the sort of interference that he had actually done with that particular portfolio, his head would go down and he couldn't make eye contact. So it was almost like a very shameful behaviour there. So that was very interesting. And he also showed fear every time he spoke about that particular topic. So it was very fascinating to watch it unfold.
Did he display any signs of sincerity when he was apologising?
Look, I don't really think so, and I think this goes back to his grandiose personality. I think there maybe was an element of some sort of apology, but really it just didn't come across as fully sincere for me. And I think that's just, even every time he was apologising, he would always then go straight into "but," and then he would have some sort of justification. So he was saying sorry, but not really sorry. And that happened on a number of occasions.
So was this a case of saying, "I'm sorry I did that," but what he really meant was, "I'm sorry I got caught doing that"?
I believe so. I believe he assigned himself these powers covertly, you know, and obviously only a few people knew. So that just reeks of deceitful behaviour, concealing of his behaviour, what he was doing. And his explanation as to why he did that was I just found that extraordinary.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have commented that instead of backing down, he doubled down. I suppose the best form of defence is offence. He's trying to defend himself, so he's more or less going on the attack, isn't he?
Exactly. And, you know, he's still still wants to be in power. He still wants to show that he's in power and that he's right and everybody else is wrong. So he's just got this passive aggressiveness about him, and we saw that yesterday. And but we did see a lot of leakage of fear on his face. So I think he did realise he had overstepped the mark. So he might not have been aware he was showing that expression, but I did see a lot of fear, micro-expression of fear that he leaked talking about particular subjects. But again, as you said before, he was just so defiant, and he's just relentless in his pursuit of what he believes he's done nothing wrong.
Okay. Interestingly, he did apparently contact some of his former colleagues, they're still his colleagues, but some of the former ministers that he surreptitiously supplanted during that time, starting with all the male ones, to apologise to them personally. And he didn't actually do that with Karen Andrews until today. And then, after some prompting, why haven't you spoken to the woman? What do you make of that?
Yeah, that was interesting. And I think, I do think Scott Morrison has a few issues around women. And I think if we look back at history, we see a lot of the bullying that went on in Parliament and all sorts of things. But, so you can see that there was this element of discrimination there. And I think that goes to his character. So, that was quite extraordinary as well. And I think Karen had a right to have an apology. But it was obviously prompted. And that probably wouldn't have been forthcoming if he hadn't been prompted, I would have thought.
Yeah, certainly strange days. Now, a lot of people have suggested he should resign from Parliament, but it looks like he's going to tough it out, doesn't it?
Well, I think what we heard yesterday, he, on a number of times, he kept on saying what I did was lawful and legal, and he used those words over and over and over. So I guess, as you pointed out at the beginning, I think this will now, get everyone to reflect on the Constitution and the way our laws have been written so that we don't have this happen again. Because even though he was saying that he didn't have to use those powers apart from the one portfolio, it was still it could have been a dangerous situation. And I think the Home Affairs Office were explaining an example, with the shooter in the airport. If there was two ministers, who makes the decision of what action to take and who can override who? So it was a dangerous power play. And so I guess we are lucky that it didn't sort of have more sort of detrimental, consequences.
Indeed. Thanks very much for chatting today.
Thanks very much, Leon.
Thank you. Sharon Box, behavioural investigator from the Mind Hush Group on 2CC. It's Canberra Live. You can have your say anytime you like, 6255 1206, and tell me what's on your mind.